beautiful Wednesday around the Weiss Lake area, a top day right here in the middle of the week. And then we'll be working our way right on toward the end of the week. And then the weekend, right after noontime today, we'll be on a downhill slide. 63 degrees currently in center with cloudy overcast skies. National Weather Service says you can see some partly sunny skies throughout the day. We'll have a complete look at the weather forecast coming up shortly. But right now, we have some ladies in our studio with us, and we're going to be talking with members of the Cherokee Rose Garden Club about the upcoming plant sale. And ladies, thank you for being in with us.
Thank you.
We appreciate you coming in. We have with us Pat Waddell, Margaret Ringer, and Lynn LeMaster of the Rose Garden Club, and we're going to talk about what's coming up and which one of you are going to start. Doesn't matter.
I'll start.
All right. Go ahead, okay. Margaret.
This Saturday from 8 till noon, we will have a plant sale at the Cedar Bluff Park. And if you don't know where that is, if you're coming from center towards Cedar Bluff, just go over the bridge and turn left, and you can't miss the park.
All right. So. It's right there. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a big time with that. And tell us why you have this plant sale each year.
Well, this is the way we raise money. And our money is used for, you know, to buy different shrubs, mulch, different things that we use. Because we have four ongoing projects that we, you know, take care of. We got two parks, a butterfly center, and something else. We got, what is it?
The Blue Star Marker.
The Blue Star Marker, yeah. So we try to, you know, make those real pretty.
Blue Star Marker, is that the one on Highway 9?
Yes.
Okay, that's the north of Cedar Bluff.
Yes.
On Highway 9, and then you have your others, your ongoing. And so all those beautiful flowers that you maintain year-round, that's the Cherokee Rose Garden Club that helps with that.
Yes.
Well, thank you for the job well done, because it certainly adds and contributes to it. Tell us about your butterfly.
The butterfly garden is at the Galesville School.
Okay.
And I have to mention, we just got back from the state convention that was held in Gunnersville at the Lodge, and we came back with 7 awards, and one of those awards was for our butterfly garden.
Wonderful. And it's at the school, so I'm sure
it's at the school,
get to enjoy a tremendous amount of butterflies.
And then the award was sent on to above the state. It went to Deep South, and we got an award for our pollinator.
Well,
there was a pollinator award. Yeah.
Congratulations. Job well done. And people recognizing all your hard work that you do, and we appreciate that. And you talk about the plants that you're going to be selling in the park on Saturday. What type plants are we going to have?
We're going to have trees and shrubs. We'll have gardenias, hydrangeas, trees. There's going to be a limited supplies, Japanese red maple, sourwood, dogwood, weeping yaupon, sugar maple, some sweet gum, elderberry, several trees to choose from. We'll also have some perennials and bulbs. There'll be daffodils, daylilies, iris, hostas. We'll have roses, a special yellow rose. There'll also be black-eyed Susan and some pollinator plants, ones that I enjoy raising, cardinal flowers and Anna's hyssop. The bumblebees love them, as well as the butterflies and our hummingbirds that are in our yard. So that's just getting a tip on it. So we want you to come out and beautify your own yards.
There you go. And if people don't know about if a certain tree or a certain shrub or a certain plant needs full sun or partial sun or no sun, can you assist them with that?
Absolutely.
All right. You can tell them where to plant it or what area of their yard to put it in.
First question will be asking, do you have shade or lots of sun? And then recommend what will grow there the best.
That's great. It sounds like a lot of fun. Now, Pat, you're sitting over there not saying anything. Tell us about the club in general.
Well, we have a wonderful group of ladies and men. The men are very important to our club, so if anybody's interested, we do enjoy having our men. But I wanted to be sure that you got to meet Lynn LeMaster. She will be our new president next year. Margaret will be retiring, and it's important to us to work with you. You do such a great job helping us promote the Garden Club, and Lynn will be learning today. So,
I'm sure that she's got some good leadership to help get her on the right foot, and I'm sure she'll do a great job. And tell us, the members of your Rose Garden Club, is it open club? Can anyone join?
Yes.
What's the criteria for joining, and who do you invite?
Anybody that loves plants and flowers. And right now we have about 34 members, but it's open. Anybody can join, men and women, and we would just love to have them.
Okay. Is it for a certain part of the county, or is it countywide?
It's Cherokee County, all of Cherokee County. So it includes Leesburg. We got members from Leesburg, Center, Cedar Bluff.
So. What type of commitment as far as time if someone wants to be a member of your club?
We meet once a month, the third Thursday of each month, and we meet at the Chamber of Commerce meeting room. And then when we have projects, you know, we always, during our meetings, we'll discuss what's coming up, and, you know, like if we're going to go work at one of those particular gardens, and just whoever can make it can go then. You know, if you can't make it, maybe you can make the next one. So.
Right. Well, that's wonderful. So if there's people who got extra time on their hands and they'd like to put it to civic work, because that's what you ladies do. Mm-hmm. You get out here and work in the county and have these projects and keep it beautiful year-round.
Absolutely.
We try.
Well, you do a great job. Thank you so much.
I think my favorite thing that we do is National Garden Week. We supply arrangements to a lot of the offices in the county, mayors, and you can
city halls,
the hospitals, nursing homes. So, and that's my favorite thing because we have some very talented people, Brenda Green, Nadine, and they just are so talented, just putting those flowers together, and then we all take them all over the county.
And these flowers come out of our own gardens.
All right. So you grow
and
them.
Speaking of Garden Week, that was one of the awards that we won, was for our Garden Week.
Great. Congratulations. Job well done. And is there anything that we haven't covered that you ladies would like to touch on?
Our meetings we start at 10 o'clock, as she said, and it's the third Thursday of every month. Anyone's welcome to come. Check us out. We feed you. We have a great brunch. That's the best part. And then enjoy talking about gardening and sharing fellowship with each other.
And we have good speakers.
Yes.
Now, when you're talking about gardening, are you talking about floral gardening, or are you talking about vegetable gardening, or a combination?
Everything.
A combination. We even talk about dirt.
Soil. And rocks.
And
brought a very good
fertilizer.
Yeah. So there's a lot of discussion that goes on around it. Yes. No doubt about it.
Yes. There's so much talent in our club. And we do shows. And one of the things that I like the best is our shows, fall shows. And hopefully this year we're planning on having one. And that's the community is invited to. And it's amazing when you learn what you have to do in a show.
Okay.
So the shows are a big part.
Will they be local?
We have done one locally before, and we're planning on doing one next year, hopefully in March. But we get together, Cherokee County gets together with DeKalb County and the clubs there, and we do a flower show at the DeKalb County Fair once a year.
Okay. Now let's talk about your Rose Garden plant sale again. It's coming up on Saturday, and that's at the Cedar Bluff Town Park, and from 8 until noon. What kind of prices can we expect?
Reasonable.
No, that's my favorite thing about the club. I have like 25 containers of impatience, you know, like 10 or 12 plants in each one, and they're going to be about $1. And that will just make a beautiful shaded area within a short time. We try to get the community plants. We just want to give them to them as cheaply as possible.
All right.
For their yards. And it makes a big difference. They really do enjoy being able to afford to buy them.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like affordability is the name of the game for Saturday, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Get some beautiful plants to go in your yards or gardens and get them at very reasonable prices. Plus, you contribute to the Rose Garden Club's ongoing project and help them continue with their work that they do for the county. Right?
Correct. Yep.
Anything else that we haven't covered that you ladies want to cover? We don't want to leave anything out.
Well, we did say that if it rained us out, we would be a week from Saturday.
Okay, so you do have a rain day. Well, that's why we're
here. Yes, we do.
Let's just check the weather and see what the National Weather Service says for Saturday. Saturday, 50% chance of showers and thunder showers, mainly in the afternoon. So your sale's going to be from 8 till noon. Hopefully you'll skirt that. How about that? Mostly sunny skies and a high of 85, so it looks like pleasant temperatures. You'll start out around 60 in the morning, and maybe by 8 o'clock around 62 or 63. So does that sound like the weather forecast?
That sounds great.
Perfect. Yes.
Perfect.
That's what the National Weather Service said. I just looked right there. So there you have. And hopefully it'll be a beautiful day for you ladies to get your plant sale in. And because when people plan on coming to the plant sales to acquire these plants, they already have spaces ready for them in order to get them and get them in the ground, right?
Yes.
And we want to thank you so much for letting us come, because when we come in here, we'll say, well, where did you hear about the plant show? And it'll be on the radio.
Well,
so we do so much appreciate your helping us.
It's our honor and pleasure to get to serve you and work with you on these projects, because you work for the county just like we work for the public as well. So it's a good partnership. We appreciate all the work that you ladies do, and gentlemen that's in your club. Okay. So everybody's in the Rose Garden Club. Thank you so very much.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate y'all taking time to come in and be with us. And that was Pat Waddell, Margaret Ringer, and Lynn LeMaster of Cherokee Rose Garden Club plant sale in the town park at Cedar Bluff on Saturday, 8 till noon.